Health officials say the bird flu is inevitable, and if it hits, it'll either infect or kill one in three people, disabling a community's ability to deliver basic services. The flu pandemic is a worst-case scenario, so all Wisconsin counties have made it a priority. Douglas County Health Officer Deb Clausen says they're still holding pandemic training and planning meetings.
We have many of the irons in the fire now for addressing such an event should it ever enter into the United States. Wisconsin has a plan in place that has addressed all local levels of county and tribe for vaccine distribution and also antiviral medication distribution.
That includes not just hospitals and medical clinics, but churches, civic groups, even animal shelters for pets. Wisconsin Health Services spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says the public waning interest in the bird flu pandemic hasn't slowed their work to get ready for it.
It certainly is not a back burner issue for us. We have continual preparedness that happens all the time. Obviously, we created some plans in 2001. We continue to test those plans both at the state level and with local health departments and other partners. We take the lessons learned, we rework the plans, and we test them again and try for different scenarios.
Marquis says the pandemic plan has evolved into an all-hazards plan and was used in part to respond to this year's massive flooding in Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.